saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get a shot up. This is for the win.
All right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Right on Target podcast. As always, we are your hosts. I'm Justin. I got Mike.
What up?
And for those of you who are new, we are the podcast that talks about the NBA, NFL, sport, all sports, music, culture, you know, all that stuff, man. If it's relevant, we talk about it.
Yes, sir.
If you aren't new here, welcome back. Thank you for coming back. I guess I always forget to say, like, to the new people, like, welcome.
Welcome.
Like, thank you for stopping by. Yeah. We hope you enjoy yourself while you listen to us talk about our sports stuff and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot on the docket today, man. Got some Cowboys stuff to talk about. New deals. Or new deal. Are we going to see a deal for somebody else? We'll see, man.
Hopefully by the time this drops, you know, but we don't know.
We don't know, man. Around the league, there's not a whole lot to talk about. We're going to talk about some quarterback moves that could happen. A quarterback coming out of retirement? We'll talk about it. Over in the hoops corner, man, we're going to talk about the NBA anti-tanking proposals, including the team who is in last place has to trade for Ben Simmons.
Okay, that's a punishment enough, you know.
You know
that's enough to keep me from getting away.
Exactly, man. All jokes, of course, man. Nobody take that serious. The 65-game rule and MVP eligibility, man. And we're going to talk about, you know, 50 Cent versus T.I. We're going to talk about Baby Keem's new album and all that and more. But first, as always, got to check in on my guy, man. Mike, how you doing this week?
I'm doing good, man. Pretty busy week. But other than that, weekend was cool.
Okay.
It was my mother-in-law's birthday on Sunday.
Shout out to your mother-in-law.
Shout out to her. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to her. So, yeah, we celebrated her. The worst 4 weeks of basketball I've ever witnessed is finally over.
So, that's crazy,
so
bro.
My daughter had her last day of basketball.
Nice.
For now, you know. We're probably gonna take our talents elsewhere, you know.
I understand.
To South Beach, you know.
Oh, you trying to get away from that league with that kid
it was rough. Like, it was so bad that, like, she was fed up this last Saturday. So,
oh.
So I was like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
Let's just work on our skills.
Okay.
Because nobody's ready for a game yet.
Yeah.
Like, we're not passing, we're not dribbling. we tackling for the ball. You know, let's just work on our skills. So, you know, we're just going to polish our skills.
Okay.
By the time we're ready to play in the league, we're going to be elite, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but she got a trophy. She was all happy about it. So that was cool.
Very nice, man. Very nice.
Yeah. But, I don't know, pretty cool weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty busy week. How you feeling, man? How you been?
I'm good, man. Kind of busy weekend for me as well. It was my anniversary weekend with my wife. Thank you. 1 year of marriage down, multiple to go.
Lifetime ago.
Lifetime ago. You know, that's right, man. That's right. No, we had a good time, man. We went to the Fort Worth Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Zoos are kind of like one of our things that we do. We want to go to all these different zoos and whatnot, so. I was like, we were there, and I'm like, we're going to be here pretty frequently with our baby coming. Mm-hmm. So we talked about that. But anyway, then we went to Joe's Crab Shack, man, in Fort Worth.
That is, I guess, like, you know, you're going to eat meat after. It's not like you went to an aquarium and then went to Joe's Crab Shack.
I didn't even think about it like that, bro.
Did you get, like, a live lobster, a live crab?
Nah, man. Well, we did get crabs, but
you didn't, like, pick one out of the tank?
Nah. And the thing is, like, we looked up crab restaurants or people that serve crab, like, in the area. And it's, like, it's one thing because, like, you could try a new place and it's, like, it could suck and, like, crab is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what we do is, like, for special occasions, like we go have seafood, typically crab, because, you know, that's a special event. So that's what we did. And we had this Joe's Crab Shack, like, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. It's still...
I had Joe's Crab Shack.
That's because there ain't many left.
Yeah.
We were out in Fort Worth.
Because I was, like, probably in middle school.
Yeah. No, it was cool, though. It was good. Now, the Joe's Crab Shack that was in Cedar Hill, have you been to that place yet, the new one?
The Crafty Crab.
Crafty Crab.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that place. The place is good. But we've been there a lot, so not, like, a lot.
Yeah.
But enough for us to be like, well, let's go somewhere we don't get often because Joe's is no longer anywhere, apparently. Yeah.
No, y'all was in Fort Worth. I mean, you weren't gonna hit me and say like, "Where's some crab out here?" But like in Arlington, there's a spot called Red Claw.
Okay,
that's my go-to or my wife's go-to crabs.
Red Claw. Okay,
Red Claw. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to write that down, man.
Yeah, we go there like, anytime she just wants to have some crab.
Hey, good call, man. My birthday's coming up, man.
Okay,
in April.
But it's like seafood boil. So like,
that's fine.
Okay,
seafood boil's the way to go. Because
like Joe's Crab Shack, I haven't been, but I don't think they do no seafood boils. Like I think.
Well, they got the egg, they got the corn, they got the sausage.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They got the little bag.
Yeah,
with the little sauce in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now the differences between what they do and like the Crafty Crab and I guess whatever bring the bag out, and they cut it open, and then they dump it on the plate for you, like, instead of you just eating out the bag.
Okay.
So I was like, that's kind of cool, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Try Red Claw.
Red Claw, man.
Yeah, man. Speaking of restaurants that, like, are no longer in existence, I do want to give my condolences, you know, say rest in peace.
Rest in peace is crazy.
Listen, man. By the time this episode comes out, you only got two more days to go to Rudy's Chicken, Dallas staple. If you're from Dallas, man, and you haven't had Rudy's, sucks for you, I guess, because like you don't have that many more chances to go to. I've eaten plenty of Rudy's in my lifetime, so like I feel like I got my time with Rudy. You know, I spent. I'm not gonna look back and be like, man, I wish I went to Rudy's more, you know.
Yeah.
But I am sad. I'm very sad. I don't know what they're gonna do with the building because that building's been there for like Rudy's has been on that street for like lifetime. So just wanna say rest in peace to Rudy's, man. This is sad. You know, like when we talk about like, you know, the culture, we're very tapped in with like Dallas culture as well. We can't do this podcast without saying rest in peace to Rudy's Chicken. So.
Rest in peace to Rudy's, man.
Rest in peace to Rudy's,
Dallas
man.
Dallas staple for sure.
Yeah, very sad. I'm not going because the lines are like down the street miles long. So y'all got it. I've had enough at this point.
Hey, listen, at least you know they're going out. They're going out on top.
Man. Yeah, definitely going out on top. Definitely going out on top. But, you know, I mean, there's other chicken spots you can go to, you know. Sad about Rudy's, man.
Yeah. I know that one hurt.
It did, man.
It hurt, man.
I had to get real local. Sorry for anybody who's not from Dallas who's tuning in right now, but
it's all right.
It's just weighing heavy on my heart this week.
I mean, to explain how big it is, now no one's gonna know this except for us and people who would know. But the dude who dances.
Oh yeah, Trey over there. He had a little memorial dance over there.
Like we see this guy out at every show, just jigging, dancing, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
He went out to Rudy's and did it.
Yeah, for sure, as he should, man. Shout out Trey, man.
Shout out Trey, man.
You see, Big X was asking if he should buy it.
That's crazy.
And then Rick Ross said he'll go half on with it, but I don't think they're gonna do it.
They ain't gonna do it.
They get my hopes up, but they ain't gonna
happen. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, man.
Rick Ross said you're going half on it. It's wild.
If anybody knows their chicken, it's Rick Ross.
That's true, bro. That's true, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, speaking of getting local, man, Dallas, The Dallas Cowboys.
Let's get to the Cowboys.
Man. Getting into the Dallas Cowboys, man. Javonte Williams has signed a 3-year deal after his breakout season of over 1,200 yards, rushing yards, which is great because our run game has been terrible. And then he comes in and does good. So definitely a nice piece. Glad to see that the Cowboys are taking one piece of the offense seriously.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, George Pickens. Like,
let's figure it out.
We know you signed the franchise tag, but are you going to play on it? Hope so, unless they can get a deal. But
you think they're tagging him?
They pretty much said they're tagging him.
Yeah.
It's all but sure.
Yeah.
The question is, what happens with George Pickens afterwards? I didn't even mean to turn this into about George Pickens, but we might as well talk about it.
I mean, with Javonte Williams, it's pretty...
That's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, you know, like, shout out to him. Congrats to him for getting
We're glad back. He's back.
We are definitely glad he's back because he revitalized our running game.
Absolutely.
What are we doing with George Pickens?
George Pickens, man, so, like, what you got to do here? Like, what is... If we trade George Pickens, what is he even worth?
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy. Like, I'm not saying, like, he ain't worth nothing, but, like, what is his true worth? Not a first-round pick. You're not getting a first-round pick for George
Pickens. Not a first-round.
Maybe a second.
Yeah.
But why?
Why
would you trade him?
Oh, I thought you meant why would you give a second-round pick?
No, why would you trade him, though? Because, like, he clearly works well with CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you that legit – I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. CeeDee Lamb and him are interchangeable for you know, wide receiver one, A and B. So why would you do that? We don't have the depth to not. Are you going to draft a wide receiver? Are you going to pick another wide receiver up in free agency? Like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah, I think that's the idea, right? You trade him and then get a pick, and then like, okay,
yeah,
maybe this pick can be as good as George Pickens, even though you got George Pickens on your team right now.
Yeah.
But I guess money-wise, you wouldn't have to worry about it. I have seen people call it the Cincinnati Bengals model.
Yep.
And it obviously doesn't work in Cincinnati.
Yep.
I do think people fail to realize that Cincinnati's defense is doo-doo, and their O-line is doo-doo as well. So, like, that's the Cincinnati Bengals model. It's not the two wide receivers, Higgins and Jamar Chase. That's not why they're not
good,
you know. So, yeah, I guess it's, they don't want to pay the man, so that's why you would trade him. But pay him, man.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do.
And just from what I've heard, you know, like comparing like what we got going on with Dak, right? You got 3 years left. You're in a 3-year window with Dak. The Cowboys are never gonna just tank fully. They just are never gonna do that, which is stupid. At some point in time, you're gonna have to tank. But the 3 years, like after Dak is gone, even people can say, you know, he's not. Oh, okay, great. Once Dak's gone, Dak is a good. He's been one of the best quarterbacks we've had in a while. Of all time, because obviously.
You don't got him over Aikman?
Chill. Win me a Super Bowl.
No, I'm playing.
Win me a few of them.
I'll not put them up.
Win me three back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, you know, you got a lot of work
to do. But no, and in all seriousness, like, with a 3-year window, you got to make it happen. Because after that, like, because that's when, I guess, when his deal is up. You know, you got to make $60 million. You know, you got to make that up.
Right.
And you got to use that. That's why they're not going to rebuild. Now, once it gets to that point, who knows who the next quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys is going to be? Because it's like, are you going to draft one? Or are you going to go for one like, for instance, like I heard this on The Fan. For instance, like if a quarterback gets drafted this year and give it like 3 or 4 years and they're not doing well or whatever, and they go to a new team like Sam Darnold did to the Vikings and then now the Seahawks, he just won a Super Bowl. Would you do that and take a chance on that, or would you, you know, draft? Or, like, for instance, like Kyler Murray, which we'll jump into. We'll talk about that. Like, he hasn't been what he was supposed to be in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Would you go for a guy like that eventually? But who knows?
Yeah.
That's why you seriously, while you have Dak, if you want a Super Bowl – it's going to be this 3-year period.
Yeah, there's no point in penny pinching when you're trying to chase a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point in trying to save money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get you might want to spend that money elsewhere, but let's be real. We're not going to spend that money elsewhere.
No.
That's not what we do. So go ahead and pay George Pickens, man.
Yeah. Pay George Pickens, man.
Yeah.
Pay George Pickens. Trade the 12th overall pick for Max Crosby. And we'll, you know what? We'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll roll with the punches.
And if you want to look at two elite wide receiver core teams, like look across the NFC East to the Philadelphia Eagles. They won the Super Bowl in the last 2 years. So, you know.
True.
I think you'll be all right paying two wide receivers.
Yeah. No, I mean, AJ Brown hasn't done well since then, but hey.
Don't look at last year.
Just
look at their Super Bowl.
There you go. Yeah. So that kind of jumped all over the place, but yeah, that's fine.
That, it definitely did.
But it's fine.
Again, shout out to the run game. That was
No, that is huge though. That I'm so glad we did that, because that was one of the things we said at the beginning of the offseason, is you got to sign Javonte Williams, you got to sign George Pickens.
Yeah.
So, and we'll see. Like I said, Pickens, he might not want to play out a franchise tag. Who knows? And then you got to sign him to an actual deal. But we got till March 3rd or something like that. I don't know.
That's coming up.
It's coming up.
Next week.
Yep. Oh, I didn't even put this on the list, but we'll get to it in a minute.
Okay.
It's quarterback related. So.
Okay.
Speaking of the Cowboys, though, man, Brandon Aubrey has been offered a new contract, roughly about $7.5 million a year. I didn't get how many years they were trying to sign him. 3 years, maybe? I don't know. Four? Who knows? Anyway, but apparently Brandon Aubrey is looking for $10 million a year. However, I was reading an article on Blogging the Boys by RJ Ochoa. And yeah, basically he was saying,
citing your sources.
Got to, man. Got to. You know, plagiarism.
I mean, I don't know if that's plagiarism either. I mean, he might tune in and be like, hey, I said that. You know?
Well, I mean, it's not really what he said. It's just where I kind of got this from.
Shout out to you for giving your proper credit.
Yeah, man.
That's real journalism right there. Man.
That's right.
That's how we do it right on Target.
That's right. But apparently, Brandon Aubrey replied to some report. I think that 105.3 The Fan had posted something about it, and he replied to it saying fake. Mm. Now, he didn't explain what was fake about it. Was it the Cowboys offering him $7.5 million, or was it him wanting $10 million a year?
He's like, man, I want $10 million, but they ain't even talked to me yet.
Yeah.
That's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we talked about it beforehand. You're not trying to pay him $10 million.
I'm not trying to pay him $10 million, man. I'm not. He's a great kicker. Dare I say the best kicker in the league?
Yeah.
Even though he had some iffy moments last season.
Yeah.
But honestly, we rode him too long in the season to where
Good pause.
But we relied on him too much in the season.
Yeah,
I don't mind him missing some kicks towards the end of the season. I ain't tripping off of that. But I don't think as a Super Bowl winning team, you have to have an elite kicker.
Yep,
and that's paying him $10 million.
Yep.
Like something you would do if you needed an elite kicker to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You need a good kicker for sure.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, he's led our offense
many times.
One of our the best player on our team won multiple games. I would hate to let him go. But for $10 million,
yeah.
Hit my boy Young Way up, man.
Young Way's crazy.
Let's see if he still got it. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is about $7.5 million, bro, like that's already taken him to be the highest paid kicker in the league, which is crazy. It's like, dang, you want $10 million, bro? Yeah.
Now, this is all alleged.
Allegedly.
Since he denied this, you know, I don't want Brandon Aubrey saying that we just slandering his name.
Nah, we ain't slandering nobody's name, man.
He might not have said anything about $10 million.
That's right. We're just here talking about what we saw.
Yeah. Yeah, for
sure. And what we heard, man. But anyway, hopefully Cowboys figure that out. Going on to around the league, man, we're going to be talking about the quarterbacks. Now, the thing that I just remembered beforehand, before I talked about Brandon Aubrey, is Kirk Cousins is going to get released from the Falcons, so he's going to get to pick where he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see where Kirk Cousins goes. Could he be the next Arizona Cardinals quarterback, since Kyler Murray is a big storyline right now, talking about Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Basically, they're heading for a divorce. It's just, at this point, are they going to trade him? Are they going to release him? We just got to see what happens, man.
Yeah.
Clearly with Kyler Murray, you know, last year he played only 5 games due to his foot injury. And, of course, over the past few seasons, he's been injured. Plus 3-14 record last year. Now, being injured, that's not really a whole lot of your fault. But, you know, I think we all knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
The writing was on the walls. Obviously, like, Murray and his team want him to be released so he can have a fresh start. At that point, you get a pick where you want to go, like with Kirk Cousins. I don't even know where you could go, bro, because I don't even know that you're quarterback 1 right now in the league.
You don't think so?
Kyler Murray? He's not terrible.
On the right team, you know. I don't know what the right team is. I mean, there's options. Like, you can go to Miami, you know.
That's an option.
He could probably go to Cleveland
and be
QB1 out of all the quarterbacks they got over there.
Yeah.
I don't know why he would go to Cleveland, but
he could go to the Raiders. He'd be QB1 over Geno Smith.
But I don't know if he wanted to be under that Raiders O line. You know.
So. Well, you know, and they're going to draft their quarterback.
Yeah, they're drafting Mendoza.
Mendoza.
Yeah, they're drafting Mendoza overall, number 1. There's some places he could go, but I mean, I don't think he's like a guaranteed QB.
Yeah.
I
mean, he's going to have the fight for a spot.
Maybe him and Kirk swap spots.
That's crazy. He could.
Yeah. He could fill in while Phoenix is hurt.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Because Kyler Murray could be one of those who I was talking about, like a Sam Darnold. You know, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's been as bad as Sam Darnold was. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, maybe he could go somewhere, get, you know. Revitalize, and there you go.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's going to win a Super Bowl. I'm definitely not saying. I wouldn't have said Sam Darnold was going to win a Super Bowl.
Definitely not.
I mean, crazy.
If you surveyed us the last year around this time and said, like, hey, man, what do you think about Sam Darnold, a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
I'm going to laugh in your face. Exactly. I would have laughed in your face.
Right.
Crazy.
I probably would have laughed in your face, like, a month ago, a couple months ago.
but here we are, man.
This is what you should do. I got Kyler Murray's game plan.
Okay. I'm listening.
Go to San Francisco and hope Brock Purdy get hurt and then cook in a Shanahan offense.
Okay.
That's all you gotta do.
And that was it?
That's it. Go to the 49ers.
And so he then would take over for Brock Purdy?
Take over for Brock Purdy, you know.
I definitely don't think that's gonna happen.
Throw some, you know, make him have a flu. Get the flu or something, you know, fill in for him. I think he thrive in a Kyle Shanahan offense.
I mean, I agree, but
I don't think the opportunity will be there because Brock Purdy is their guy. But
plus, they got Mac Jones.
Mac Jones probably gone now.
I don't know, man.
Mac Jones did all right enough to get some offers.
Well, and yeah,
so, you know, filling for Mac Jones. Like, that's all you need is like a Mac, like how Mac Jones kind of impressed this year.
Yeah,
you just need something like that.
It'll be interesting to see for sure. Yeah. Another guy who decided, whose name has been out there, which for some reason did not make my notes, like I thought I put them in there. Derek Carr apparently is receiving calls to come out of retirement. Now, I couldn't find the teams of who's actually interested in Derek Carr, who took off the last season, said he retired due to his shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, though. Like, where are you going to go? Arizona, you're not going back to the Raiders once again. You know they're about to draft.
That'll be a nice little homecoming story.
But you ain't gonna be QB1.
That would be crazy to come out of retirement and back up at your old spot.
Back up a rookie quarterback. Back up
a rookie at your old stomach grounds.
That's crazy.
Like, he could come back and be a backup for sure, but you can't come back and be the backup on the Raiders.
Yeah.
You know what team we're not talking about that has like a wide open QB spot? Is the Colts?
No, they're talking about bringing Daniel Jones back.
Is Daniel Jones going to be ready, though?
Next year?
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, they got Buddy.
Anthony Richardson? Yeah. Is he going to be ready next year? Because he hurt himself.
They got Joe Flacco. They don't got Joe Flacco. Never count him out, man.
You never count out Joe Flacco. But, like, you know, while Daniel Jones is out, they might be looking for – they signed Phillip Rivers. They'll go for anybody while Daniel Jones is up. So I can see Derek Carr out there. I don't know who's calling Derek Carr though. Is that
I really wish I got teams who were. I'm about to look that up.
I think Derek Carr said that.
You think he's spreading that?
He might be spreading that. Like, oh, I'm hot on the market, y'all. Y'all better get me before some one of these other teams get me. You know, he might just be gassing himself up, man.
Interested. I mean, he could be, you know. That would be hilarious.
Because, like, if you have a list of teams just calling for Derek Carr and my team is on there, I'm very embarrassed.
Okay, so apparently the top teams that are interested in him, you were very right with the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
The Minnesota Vikings.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers, which that's one because you don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do.
Yeah, for sure.
And the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, you know.
None of those are surprises, actually.
I mean, not really. I mean, he would probably want to aim for a team that has, like, playoff potential. He's not going to go to, like, a rebuild or nothing.
Yeah.
All those teams could. I mean.
That feels like a Pittsburgh move, too.
That would be 100%. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers, bro. Yeah. Derek Carr is still, like, a decent age. He just went out because he was hurt. Yeah.
Derek Carr, Mike McCarthy. That might be a winning duo right there.
In Madden.
In Madden
27.
Not in 27. What was Derek Carr's prime, man? Madden 2020 or something?
2020 is crazy. When did he have a good season? I can't remember, man.
Yeah,
that's wild. Shout out to Derek Carr, man, I guess.
I mean,
if he comes back, of course.
If he comes back, man. If you get in the call, shout out to you, man.
Yeah.
There's someone out there for everybody.
Yeah. Now, if you're listening to this episode right now and you're like, hey, man, I know a team where he could go. Drop that in the comments, man. Let us know where you think Derek Carr could go. Or Kyler Murray.
If you want him on your team.
Yeah.
I'm going to judge you, but drop it down below.
You want Derek Carr on the Cowboys?
Not at all.
Backing up Dak?
No, I don't want him third string on the Cowboys.
Don't even third string is crazy. Joe Milton the third?
I'll take him as a backup. I like Joe Milton, man.
I want to like Joe Milton, man. But
I like Joe Milton the person. Like when he get out on that field and he throws the ball into the stands, I'll be like, all right, Joe.
Bro, it's either the stands or into the opposite team's players. Yeah.
At like 100 miles per hour. Yeah. Like, he going to chunk that ball.
He going to chunk it. Yeah, that's for sure. But yeah, man. That's really about it. Let's hit a couple in or outs, man.
All right.
Kyler Murray is the starting quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals in week one of the 2026 season.
I'm out.
I'm out on that as well.
I feel like even if he's still on the Cardinals, I don't even know if he's starting. But yeah.
Andy Dalton is your new starting quarterback. Apparently teams are interested in him. I don't know if that means a starting.
That's not a starting.
It's backup. But
we're looking at backups at that point.
All right, Kyler Murray gets traded before the 2026 NFL draft. I don't know why I didn't just say the draft, but.
I mean.
I could see it.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah. I could see that. All right. Derek Carr comes out of retirement and signs with a team before training camp.
I'm out on that.
I think it's going to come down to the wire on Derek Carr.
Yeah. It might even be like a random. Like
I wouldn't go that far. I think it's going to be start of this, before the start of the season.
I think it could be like a Phillip Rivers type thing. Like we're desperate.
That's crazy.
Let's see what Derek Carr doing.
That's wild. All right, what about – this is kind of what I said. Derek Carr, would he sign with a playoff – he signs with a playoff contender rather than a rebuilding team. In on that, obviously.
In on that because I don't know why you would come back to struggle.
Yeah, literally.
Unless
anyway,
you just want a mentor, a young quarterback.
Yeah. That's about it, man, in the NFL. Just a bunch of yapping. Yeah. Mike, I'm going to alley-oop it to you to the hoops corner, man, so you can talk about this.
Okay.
Did you not like my delivery?
No, I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'll grab the lob, man. I'll grab the lob.
I appreciate that, man.
Hopefully I can dunk it through, man. So the NBA – you know, Adam Silver He's always trying to figure out some ways to improve the league.
Always.
Whether good or bad. But they got some anti-tanking proposals that came up because tanking is a problem. Tanking's a problem in every league, I feel like.
Every sport, man.
But the NBA gets a little... They get a little creative with how they want to tank, man.
Yeah.
yeah. What's my boy name in Jokic? Nurkic?
Oh, yeah.
Nurkic. He's out for the season for nose surgery out of nowhere. Like, bro, why are you getting nose surgery in the middle of the season?
Bro. Like, just wear a mask like everybody else.
Nah, man. My boy got sleep apnea. And he's trying to get that fixed mid-season. So we got some anti-tanking proposals, man. Some of the proposals are stuff like first-round draft picks can be protected only by – oh, my bad. Can only be protected for top four or top 14 selections. Protections outside that range would not be allowed. Lottery odds would freeze at the trade deadline or at another specified date.
Okay.
So, like – it would have already been, like, locked in by now, odds. Whoever was the worst team at the trade deadline gets the best odds.
That's wild.
That would be interesting because we still got a lot of season left.
Yeah.
Teams would not be able to pick in the top four in consecutive years or after consecutive bottom three finishes.
I mean.
Yeah, that's not bad.
If you that trash for four years or consecutive years in a row.
Yeah.
Do better.
Yeah. Teams would not be able to pick in the top four the year after making the conference finals. I don't know why. Lottery odds could be allocated based on two-year records instead of a single season. So let's say you were bad for 2 years, then, you know.
Okay.
The lottery could be expanded to include play-in teams.
What?
Or odds for lottery teams would be further flattened. So, like, I guess everybody gets, like, similar odds.
Yeah.
I don't know how we feeling about. Do we feel like there needs to be some rules like this in place, like in general?
Teams are gonna find a way to tank no matter what, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say that.
I do feel like regardless of what you do, there's gonna be teams that are gonna tank.
Like I don't really feel like these really do that at that quite that much.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. What you think? Adam Silver said it. Do a tournament?
He does like tournaments, man. Like we talked about last. Yeah.
He go do a lottery tournament, man.
Oh my god!
Y'all
gosh.
Play for the top first round pick.
Man. I'm telling you, man. You get Ben Simmons.
Listen,
if you finish last,
you just draft Ben Simmons too. Like that's where your pick goes to. You draft Ben Simmons.
What's crazy is like my brother-in-law sent me that like so I don't want to take credit. I didn't come up with that myself, man.
Yeah,
but I thought that was hilarious because I'm like that would stop me from wanting to tank Ben Simmons, man. Nah,
yeah, I would be very upset with my team if they lose it. Like we on a losing streak, we gotta pick it up. Ben Simmons about to be your starting point guard next year.
Starting point guard too. You have to start him the whole anytime he's available to play. He's got to start.
Poor Ben Simmons, man. He's just out there fishing.
He's fishing, bro.
Catching strays, man.
He ain't worried about the NBA right now.
Nah, but I mean, I do like the idea of consecutive years, maybe.
Because
mm-hmm. Like you'll take 1 year, and then you gotta do something because there's no point.
Dallas Wings, we're looking at you. Even though y'all benefited us, man, I'm not saying nothing.
Oh, the Wings didn't tank, bro. The Wings
really didn't tank.
Wings was a little garbage this last year.
Well, but they were injured.
Injured.
Come on, man. We were there.
Yeah. Coaching.
That's a whole other thing, bro.
But, like, you know, a lot of these NBA teams, like, Philly was bad for a while, like, during the process.
They still bad.
Nah, they all right, man. They're not tanking. They're not multiple.
Yeah,
lottery
true.
Picks.
True.
Who else was really bad? I mean, I think Charlotte. They just couldn't help it at a point, you know. But Yeah, I think out of all of those, the best option would probably be just the consecutive years.
Yeah.
But we don't know, man.
Just proposals, man.
They might throw some new proposals out there, but I like that they're trying something different, I guess.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I think the lottery in itself is a good idea, in theory, to stop tanking.
You know? Yeah.
Because, like, NFL is his worst record top pick.
Yeah.
In order. So, like, you can really tank in the NFL if you want to, because you can see if you're going to get the top pick.
Yeah.
The NBA, you don't know until.
That's true.
The lottery. I mean, the Mavs ended up with the first pick.
I'm not saying nothing.
You know? So.
I'm glad we got the first. I don't know how we did it.
Me neither, but, you know.
Because Luka got traded. We would never have done that if gotten there if Luka got, yeah, didn't get traded, bro.
In other news, man, as we know, what was it, last year or the year prior to? I can't remember when this was established, but the 65 game rule has been implemented, and there's some top players like at risk of missing out of awards.
Yeah.
Jokic is one missed game away. Devin Booker got 3 games, Wimby 4, Luka 5, SGA 6, and Anthony Edwards 7.
Damn.
You know, with that, like LeBron and I think LeBron and Curry are already like out of any awards.
Yep.
Not that they were going to get like MVP or anything, but. But that being said, I mean, the MVP race is going to be a little interesting this year. I think Jokic is going to miss one more game.
He's going to miss one more game.
You know, no offense to Jokic, but he's probably going to miss one more game. Like, at this point, though, we got, like, Cade.
Shout out Cade Cunningham. You are the new MVP of.
Listen, Cade. I know Jaylen Brown is, like, kind of in.
Oh, yeah.
In that. Oh, let me pull up Basketball Reference, actually. The top candidates they got on Basketball References: Jokic, SGA, Cade, Luka, Wimby, Jalen Duren, Jamal Murray, Tyrese Maxey.
Jalen Duren?
Donovan Mitchell, and James Harden. So when you take Jokic out, let's say SGA misses 6 games, we got Cade leading.
Yeah.
Really, the only ones that aren't in danger is like Cade, Jalen Duren, Jamal Murray, Tyrese Maxey.
It's Jamal Murray is on this list. Is he hooping right now?
His teammate can't be on there, man.
That's true, man. That's true.
Yeah, so you know,
that's wild.
I mean, Jamal Murray averaging 25 points a game, 7 assists. You know, I mean, not like typical MVP numbers.
But yeah.
What are you going to do when most of these people aren't eligible, you know?
Bro, for real.
Yeah, how do you feel about, like, do you feel like this 65 game rule is kind of going to backfire?
I mean, I feel like I don't know. It's kind of torn. I mean, I feel like it makes sense, though, because it's like, how are you going to be MVP but you miss over 65 games? You know what I'm saying? Or you missed half the league. I mean, half the season.
No, not. I think they had to play 65 games.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. Duh, because there was only. I'm Listen, tripping,
if
bro.
If you win the MVP.
Oh, my God.
By missing 65 games.
Yeah.
Have it. Like, if you blow the league in what, like, 20 games?
Yeah.
Less than 20 games?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got it.
I don't know what I was thinking, yeah. Man. Crazy. But, there's only, what, like 82 games in the season?
82 games.
So, like, I mean, bro, 65, that's like the most you have to play, or you have to at least play 65, bro. Come on. Yeah. Let's be for real. You should be able to play 65 games.
Yeah.
What would you have it as?
I'd have it, I don't know, man. Like, honestly, I think it depends on the award.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I mean, 65 is a good base, but I feel like like, regardless of how many games some of these players miss, yeah. like, Jokic, if he misses five more games, but he's still playing out of his mind, I think,
yeah.
I just kind of think he deserves the MVP still. But I get it, man. You're trying to prevent people from sitting out back-to-backs and stuff.
Yeah.
And taking games off. I'm not going to award you if you're not showing up. So, I get it, man.
Yep.
This is going to be kind of weird if Jalen Duren is holding up an MVP trophy.
That would be crazy.
Or if the Nuggets end up with two MVPs on their team based off of technicality. You know, that's going to be strange.
Don't think Jamal Murray is going to win it, but.
You never know, man.
Never know, man.
Yeah. But, I mean, if it comes down to it, I'm rooting for Cade.
Oh, 100%. Hometown hero. You know? Hometown hero, man.
Who also, didn't he just buy stock in the Rangers?
He did.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man.
Shout out Cade, man. Switch or miss, man. All
right.
These anti-tanking proposals will actually reduce tanking in a meaningful way.
Miss. You can miss me with that.
We
bro, they're going to find a way.
Teams
are going to find a way, bro.
Switch or miss, a two-year record system is better than rewarding a single bad season.
I don't know, man. I'm going to have to miss that. I feel like you could have one bad season and then draft a player and then, I mean, even your next season could not be, you know, if you assemble the right team, it could be better.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I kind of feel like that'll make things worse, right? Like,
true.
Like, okay, I'm going to just tank both seasons now. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have a terrible record. Like,
yeah.
Or, man, I won about 30 games. That ain't going to last season. That ain't going to be enough. We're going to have to drop that down to, like, five games so I can get my odds back up.
Yeah.
It might backfire, you know.
Yeah.
So
that would probably backfire.
Nah. Switch or miss, the 65-game rule ultimately strengthens the legitimacy of the MVP award.
I mean, despite what I said, I mean, when you got Jalen Duren in the MVP, like, top number two,
It makes it hard, man.
Because like you said, like Jokic, no matter what, like even if he does miss, you know, however many games, like he is still one of the best players in the NBA.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I get on paper, it's like, okay, this guy was the best player for most of the season.
Yeah.
Played most of the season, but I do think out on some players. I don't know. I think this was all to, like, stop Joel Embiid. Which I get it. You know, Joel Embiid, he was...
Dude was missing 65 games.
My boy started the season saying, I ain't playing back-to-back.
He did say that.
I hate a back-to-back, so, you know, I get it. You're not getting MVP, regardless of how good you play.
No.
So
Embiid's never getting MVP, man.
Not again.
Not with that attitude.
Well, yeah, man, that's about it in basketball.
Yeah.
Let's get to music, man.
Let's do it, man.
Baby Keem, who we've been talking about, I think we were just talking about last week, because he announced his album in like a week.
And then dropped
it. But Baby Keem dropped Casino, man.
Yeah, man.
11 tracks.
Appreciate that.
It's like 30 minutes, bro. It's real quick.
Real quick.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, man.
11 songs, 36 minutes.
Okay.
How are we feeling about Casino, man? The long-awaited, well, I don't know if, like, everybody was long-awaiting it, but I was long-awaiting it.
I know you were long-awaiting.
It's been 6 years since Melodic Blue, so.
Yeah. I like it, man.
All right.
I'm a fan. It's got some good songs, obviously. Casino. The song Casino's tough. I do like the I like Good Flirts.
Yeah, how you feel about Good Flirts, man? It caused a lot of discourse online, man.
It was very interesting.
Okay.
You know, it was more like singing, right? Like, kind of him and Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of like that take, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
You like, I mean, the discourse really came from the Kendrick verse. I think everybody saw featuring Kendrick Lamar on it.
They thought he was gonna
They thought he was about to.
I should know that by now, man.
But
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of did too. But
I mean, did you like you? I know you had that thought when you saw the track list, but when you push play.
Oh, when I first pushed play, I was like.
I knew what was about to happen. Were you waiting for kids where it's like, oh man, he about to go in?
I was like, is this guy about to start singing? Like, and that guy started singing.
Yeah, yeah. But like, as he should have, I feel like.
Yeah, like it, yeah.
Like, I don't know if people thought he was going to go in there and like, was about to start, you know, I remember seeing you with Africa Bachelor Spatula. That, like, I thought, like, I don't know, like, what they thought he was about to do.
Yeah.
On there. I think he did exactly what he was supposed to
do. Yeah.
I'm not going to say, like, oh, man, this is a top Kendrick verse, but he did exactly what he was supposed to do on that. I think he killed it.
Yeah. I thought it was an interesting song.
Also, shout out Momo Boyd.
Yeah, Momo Boyd.
This is my first time, like, this is my introduction to Momo Boyd. She's in a band called Infinity Song.
Okay.
But, like, I really like her tone of voice on here.
Yeah.
She has like a very warm tone singing on there.
Okay.
It sounds really good, man. I'm looking forward to listening to more like what she got going.
Yeah. I also like Circus Freestyle.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough. Even Sex Appeal was too short, man.
Sex Appeal, man. Listen. I did not like that song when I first heard the album. My second run through an album, I don't know what clicked with me, but hey, man, I've been bumping Sex Appeal since.
There you go.
That's like one of my favorites off the tape right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why you give songs second chances.
That's why, man. That's why you don't just do like a one listen through review, you know?
Yeah, man.
That Sex Appeal, man, too much Sex Appeal. You know? Yeah, that's hard, bro.
Nah, the album was good. And like you said, like, being 30 minutes, bro, 37 minutes, 11 songs, like it's a quick album, quick listen, but very, very good. Very good. Definitely enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, man. I like one of my favorite things about Melodic Blue was like it was very minimal, but he had some moments on there where he got like introspective and deep on there.
Yeah.
He took that to another level on this album. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting him to touch this much on like family issues, personal issues and all that stuff. Also, at the same time, balancing your turn-up songs like Casino, Circus Freestyle, where it's a turn-up song, but he's also talking about like his uncle sold his Xbox for crack. You know, like he's still touching on stuff like that.
Yeah.
House Money, where he's still turning up. Like, I think it's such a good balance of both.
Yeah. What about I'm Not a Lyricist?
I'm Not a Lyricist. Dope, where he's just on there rapping. Also, another thing, I like how he's playing with his voice throughout the whole.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds completely different from House Money to I'm Not a Lyricist.
Yeah.
Circus, he sounds like six different people on that. No Blame is amazing as well. A nice outro to that. The only song that I skip is Dramatic Girl.
Yeah.
I've seen there's love for Dramatic Girl online. It hasn't hit me yet. And I when I ran through it again and Sex Appeal hit me completely different, I was like, maybe Dramatic Girl is gonna hit me different. It hasn't.
It has not hit you differently.
It's not a bad song. It's just, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. Yeah. Birds and the Bees. That's been on repeat.
Yep.
He just dropped a video for Birds and the Bees.
Yeah, I saw that.
Video was dope. Shout out PG Lang and everything they be doing. They be killing it all the time. All around, I love this album.
Yep.
By the end of the year, I will not be surprised if it's one of my favorite albums of the year.
Okay.
Out of the big hip hop releases that we've gotten this year, we got ASAP, we got Cole, we got Keem. I'm gonna throw Keem in there, man. Anybody else drop? That I'm forgetting? I don't think so.
No, not really.
All right. What would you say is like your favorite so far?
Me personally, I would have to say the Baby Keem album.
Okay.
I like the Cole album. I do. Once again, I think it was way too long. We talked about that. I'm not going to jump back into that. ASAP's was cool. I mean, it is what it is. But no, I really like this album, man.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, I also like that it's a good quick listen, but like it can resonate with you.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, I got Keem as well, man. Now, like record sales numbers, that's not all going to show that, but we not the record sales podcast.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I think like it's a quick little emotional roller coaster that you get to go on there. Like J. Cole's probably going to be like if I have like a list of albums at the end, J. Cole's probably going to be in that, but I think I got Baby Keem as my favorite hip hop release this year. And I wasn't expecting it to be this good. Like I wasn't expecting it to love it this much. I haven't put the album down, man.
It's a good album.
Yeah, good album.
There's another album we ain't going to talk about that we both been listening to, but we'll save that.
Oh, the way you said it was like
we'll save that. y'all will know what we're talking about. Yeah.
The way you said it was like it's a bad album that we've been.
No, it's a great album.
Yeah
great album. I'm just not gonna say anything. I'm gonna let that be. Y'all find out about that soon.
In other hip hop news, music news, man. Spotify had some billboards up the other day saying hip hop needs new leaders.
Okay.
Which caused a lot of speculation. Like, what are y'all even talking about? You know, apparently, they got this new Hip Hop Needs New Leaders campaign where I think we can vote.
Okay.
We can vote between artists who we think are going to be the new leaders of the next era.
What is this, man? Like the new top three? Is that essentially what we're trying to get to?
I think so. And with the big three conversation, man, I just feel like we are forcing big three.
We're 100% forcing
big three. Happened organically.
Yep.
There was not a big three before Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole.
No.
We called them the big three because they were the artists who were going to take over the game. it doesn't have to be a three.
Come on, man.
So, back to this, the artists that they highlighted are Baby Keem,
okay,
Glorilla,
yeah, Glow,
Dolce, Central C, Sexy Red, Rod Wave, Lil Tecca, and Big X the Plug.
Just for Dallas Love, shout out Big X the Plug.
Shout out Big X the Plug, man.
However, and I like Big X the Plug, man. Okay. I do.
Here comes the hate.
New leader of hip hop right now, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, once again, I like Big. I love his music, but I don't know if we're ready for that yet.
You don't think he's going to be a new leader of the game?
Is he going to be the new Rick Ross?
Well, you just said that because he's fat. That's crazy.
They're both bigger. They have deep voice.
They don't
bro.
Rap like each other at all. Man.
Deep voice, man.
You just big people discriminating. <man. laughs> That is wild, bro.
It's all love, man.
That is wild.
Shout out Rick Ross. Shout out Big X. I love them both.
Yeah. Nah. I feel you. I do think
Central C being on this list. I'm sorry. There's no way he shouldn't even be. Is he blown up that much?
Like, when I'm looking at this list, they got their cities listed as well. I don't know. They're trying to make it like a coastal thing, representation of everywhere, you know, like Central C's the across the pond representation, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to UK rap, so I can't tell you anything about Central C other than think he invented Nike Techs or something like that. But
I've only heard him on one song with fellow Across the Pond rapper 21 Savage.
Yeah. Fellow UK rapper. But.
And Lil Tecca, bro. I mean, that's for the kids.
You a Lil Tecca fan, man.
I like a couple of Lil Tecca songs.
Yeah. Did you say your nephew loves Lil Tecca?
Apparently, my nephew loves Lil Tecca, which is crazy. I never would have expected
that. I mean, listen, if the kids love Lil Tecca, I feel like that might be a little accurate then.
Surprised Youngboy's not on this list.
That's where I want to bring up, man. Like, as much as I don't listen to Youngboy and Playboi Carti.
No, don't put Playboi Carti on this list, man.
If we're talking about leaders of hip hop.
Okay.
You know, those two have a very huge wave of fans. And like, the old man in me wants to be like, nah, you know, they're not leading nothing. But the kids say otherwise.
True.
And hip hop, I mean, when we're talking about a new wave of leaders, that's got to be charged by the youth, right?
I mean, Rod Wave made this list.
Rod Wave deserves it for sure. Because listen, I mean, I always think back to when we talked to the kids, not the kids, the young men at the Shrine Bowl last year, and we asked players like what they listened to.
Rod Wave.
It was either gospel or Rod Wave, you know? But the only rapper that we really heard was Rod Wave.
Yeah.
So I think that's very deserved. I don't know what the kids think about Baby Keem, honestly.
I don't either, man.
I asked my niece if she wanted to go see Baby Keem. She didn't know who that was, so. I don't know if the kids are like in tune with Baby Keem.
Baby Keem's already old now?
I don't know.
That's just for us old heads?
I don't know.
Dang.
I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
But yeah. So I guess we'll see. We'll see how the voting goes. Are you going to vote? My vote's for Doechii and Keem. You know?
Both good choices, obviously. Doechii's.
Also, like, I don't mind Sexy Red. You know, I've given Sexy Red praise on this podcast. I don't think she's like leading.
No.
Like, if anything, I think she's sadly like towards the end of her.
Her
prime in the spotlight.
She's gonna have to switch it up, man.
I mean, I don't know. Did you hear the Eat It remix?
Nah.
She was singing on the Michael Jackson Beat It.
No.
She was saying just eat it.
No.
But not like the Weird Al Eat It, because Weird Al got to eat it. Where he was talking about eating food.
Shout out Weird Al, man.
Didn't think we were gonna get a Weird Al shout out tonight.
Bro, he had a couple of songs back in the day that I had me in a chokehold when I was a kid, bro.
But yeah, he was talking about eating food. Sexy Red was talking about eating something else. So,
speaking of Weird Al, real quick, the fact you brought him up, he has to be like the first, like one of the first parody like music.
Probably
people.
I think that was that he.
I mean, that's what his bag was.
Yeah,
hilarious. That's crazy. We're 2026. We're talking about Weird Al.
Hey, man, shout out Weird Al, man.
Hey, but yeah, I mean,
yeah. Who's getting your vote, man? Or anybody you feel like is snubbed?
I couldn't even laugh. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, bro. I'm not even serious here. Where's Young Thug at?
Thug's passed.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Let's see. I don't know. Travis Scott. He's passed too now.
You know. Travis is interesting.
21?
See, I think he might be a little too old, man. Like, these are like old heads. Travis is interesting though because he's still very much has
I feel like youth. He resonates with the youth though.
He still very much has a youth. I don't think like he's leaving the youth either, so. But I don't think 21 got like the kids.
Nah, I don't think so. That's crazy, bro. Yeah. I gotta go with Keem. Doechii's cool. As much as I said Big X, out of all the rest of them, I'd probably pick he'd be one of those.
Okay.
Glorilla does have like the people in a chokehold right now, so
yeah, for sure.
Shout out Brandon Ingram.
Shout out Brandon Ingram.
For no reason.
What other news, man?
You want to talk about 50 Cent and T.I., man?
50 Cent and T.I., man.
50 Cent beefing with everybody, bro.
Have you been following this 50 and T.I.?
I have not, actually. I didn't know this was a thing until, like, today. Like, I actually, like, read something about it today. It's like, that's random.
Oh, nah, it's getting too ugly for me, man. So, I don't know. 50 Cent and T.I., they go back, like, they're static with each other, go back pretty far. 50, you know, he trolls. Like, a while back, he was making fun of T.I. for doing a Crime Stopper commercial.
Yeah.
But,
I
mean, T.I.'s defense, I would have did the Crime Stopper commercial as well because, like, he was, like, facing a gun charge. So, like,
hey.
Probably got a little time off for doing that.
Yeah.
Apparently, 50 and T.I., or T.I. talked to 50 about doing a versus, you know? Honestly, at this point, like, I don't even know why we having versus conversations. They're cool to watch, but, like, I don't think they're this serious to get to this point.
No, no.
But T.I. said he talked to him about doing the versus. 50 was like, oh, yeah, let's do it. Probably giving him, like, you know, the Hollywood run around, you know.
We understand.
We've had them conversations.
We've
had them conversations. Yeah, come on the pod, man. Come through. Yeah, you know. But
where's the shots fired?
I got the good shots, man. Oh, yeah. I got you.
There we go.
But, what was I saying? I guess he never heard back from 50.
Okay.
I don't even know how we got to this. It got brought up. They started going back and forth on the internet like they do. 50 Cent posted a picture of T.I.'s wife, Tiny, making fun of her.
Sounds like 50 Cent.
Now there's a line and we're going past the line. If there's anything we've learned from anything Drake does when he gets in the beef is when the wife or girlfriend gets brought up, we going too far.
Yeah.
So he got a response from that. Not from T.I. He got a response from his son, King. King, who we've talked about on this podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Another mention about it for this guy.
King, he gets online saying, hey, man, don't talk about my mama. At least my mama's still alive.
Damn. Can't be talking about dead mamas.
Are we justified? Maybe. I mean, yeah. Mom for mom, you know, yeah. He's like as a son, you know, I just hear you talking about my mom, so I'm about to talk about your mom. Your mama dead. You know, it's not the best thing to do, but I can see how we got to this.
100%.
And then on top of that, T.I. just dropped a song. I don't have the name of the song in the notes, but y'all can go look it up if y'all want to. But he dropped a snippet, basically. Let me go to the Instagram. I want to read the caption to you.
Unfortunately, we can't play the music.
No.
I would love to.
We ain't going to play the music. But
this is crazy, bro.
The caption of T.I. while he's rapping this song, my biggest flex is being able to protect my mama till I could provide her a better life. Happy birthday, mama.
Okay.
So, you know, more mom and alive stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Are we going too far, man? We talking about dead
we going
mamas.
Way too
we're
far,
about
bro.
Wives. We're talking about family.
Bro, why y'all salty over a versus competition, bro? Like, come on.
It didn't have to get to this point.
It definitely didn't have to get to this point.
It didn't have to get to
this point. This is unnecessary.
But
y'all are grown men.
50 trolls, you know.
50, he 50 trolls everybody.
I will say, if I'm looking at this from just like a trolling aspect of, I know how the internet likes to get on 50 side, like, oh man, y'all want to mess with 50, he's going to troll you, you know. I do think T.I. is holding his own online. You know?
Yeah.
I think the whole family's holding it down. But, like, for real though, like I think this is going too far, bro.
Yeah, I mean, bro, 50 should have just kept it troll T.I. You don't have to bring his wife into it, bro. Like, just keep it between y'all. That's when it's just y'all are silly, bro.
Yeah, I mean that's 50's bag though. Like he brings up women as well. Like famously, what leaked Rick Ross baby mama sex tape or something like that. Like, that's how
it's
goes.
Crazy,
it goes,
bro. 50 Dude, Cent crazy.
I mean, T.I. is, like, on top of the social media stuff, he's rapping at him, too.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like 50 needs to get in the
50
booth?
50 ain't getting in the booth for 50. That, bro. I would like to see that just comically.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to take it serious.
Honestly, I don't even think 50 got it like that.
Nah.
At this point, I don't think he got it like that.
That's funny.
Yeah. But I guess we're never going to get the 50 Cent T.I. versus at the end of the day.
No, I don't think so.
Which, I mean, who do you think would have won that?
Oh,
I honestly think that would be a really good battle.
T.I.'s got a good catalog, man.
Yeah.
So does 50, obviously. That's a tough one. That'd be good.
That's not an answer, man.
So,
give me an answer, man.
Something tells me.
Pick a side.
I'm torn here, man.
Yeah.
Because 50 Cent, Eminem, you know, all that. That side of me wants to go that way. But T.I. has made some really.
You used to have, like, the G-Unit. Tank tops and all that.
Can say that I have not had any of that
G-Unit
stuff.
I know you was like, you know, like M sign 50. And you're like, oh yeah, I'm G-Unit now, you know.
All right. I'm gonna pick a side. I'm gonna say it, and I'm just gonna say it. T.I.
Okay.
I just have a feeling for some reason he would win.
Okay. I'm with you on that. Because Get Rich or Die Trying. Classic.
Yep.
Even the soundtrack to the movie Get Rich or Die Trying, I love. But I don't want to say he fell off after that, but like there's hits and misses on there.
Yeah.
T.I. has a very solid catalog, like throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd pick T.I. too. T.I. could play Let 'Em Know.
That's right.
Like T.I. could play something up to this day.
on
the verses, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'd pick T.I. too. I was just wondering. You
know? I got you, man. Same page, man.
Yeah.
Just like our hatred for Coleslaw.
Listen, yes.
Same page.
Shout out for Dust.
Shout out Dust, man.
Shout out our last Target Talk also with Ace Diosa.
Ace Diosa, yeah. Shout out to her. That was an interesting one.
And shout out to our next upcoming Target Talk. Man.
Yep.
Like we told y'all before, we got them all lined up. We got a lot going on, a lot in store for y'all.
I'm going to give a little teaser that's not going to say anything. Okay. This person has been on before.
Okay. So you're going to have the people scrolling.
Like, you're going to have to just pick somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only other person we've ever, it's not Billy White. We've had him twice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not Billy.
Okay. I said, okay, like I don't know who it is.
Mike's along for the ride. Who did we have?
I'm on the edge of my seat, man. Who we got coming?
But trust me, it is a good one. So make sure that you check that out, man. We're definitely looking forward to all the Target Talks we got coming up next. I mean, we got it all types of planned out.
Yeah.
But really, just make sure you like, subscribe, comment below. Tell us how you're feeling, man. But until next time, guys, we out. Peace.